And we have one of these brawler ovens, one of the small ones. And this is, you know, what we usually cook on is the electric range and and a brawler oven for something small.
These little convenience stores, if you were going down to one to buy something, would you? I think I've seen some magic markets and mini markets and things like that.
Yeah, those are the ones that usually stay open from 7 to 11. Now, in the weekdays, maybe most of your big stores will close around 6, you know, and like that. But they remain open until 11 o'clock at night. You see some 7-Eleven, some minute, and like that.
If you were just going down to one of these stores, and maybe you didn't remember the name of it, would you say you're going down to the Minute Market or Magic Market? Or
yeah, that's usually what it used. I would say that I was going over to 7-Eleven, Minute Market, or something like that. Never, you know, you wouldn't be a grocery store in that case.
What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
No, you got me there because my wife do all that. Oh, God, I can't think of what it is. I'm trying to think of what. All I can remember is they say I'm going to the, say I'm going over to the dry cleaners to the coin machine or something like that. Whenever I get ready to go, usually they wind up getting some of the bread, see, and just put in it.
Yeah. What would you call a place where you might put dirty clothes in to keep them till you do the laundry?
We have a clothes hamper.
What kinds of things might you clean up inside with, maybe?
You talking to a fiend of a house here. If I got a wife, man, don't believe in no kind of lint, nothing. We have a vacuum cleaner. We have a rug shampoo, and all kind of dust mops, and all your dust rags and you know, that go along with it.
How would you describe your vacuum cleaner?
It's a Hoover. It has your extensions for it, and it does a pretty good job of all the different rugs it has to go over this house, and usually cleaning the Venetian blinds with it, and all the rest of the stuff that you have in the house.
What would you call the part of the vacuum cleaner that collects the dust?
Nozzle.
And what would you call the part on the inside of the main body of the vacuum cleaner?
You mean the bag or the motor? The part that runs is the motor, and then you put in that one you put a collector's bag in there for catching your trash.
What would you use if you were going to mop the floor? How would you go about that?
Regular mop, and usually get a heavier pail and some water. Of course, you see here, there ain't hardly no place to mop except the back porch and one place upstairs. But we get a mop. We have a mop out there, and use detergent, and go ahead and mop.
Have you seen these machines some people have to reduce bulk of garbage?